Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is a part of our Classics Collection. It's a series of select rebroadcasts. I don't know about you, but sometimes I hear something once, I'm like, I got to hear that again. And each time I listen, I get something new out of it. Well, here's one. I'm joined with my featured guest, Pastor Fernando Castillo. Pastor Fernando Castillo was born and raised in Colombia, South America. After finishing architecture school in Colombia, Pastor Fernando followed the call to full-time ministry. He attended Life Pacific College in Los Angeles. He came to Hawaii in 2002 to become the youth pastor at New Hope Christian Fellowship. Pastor Fernando has been married to Karen since 1999. They were both born and raised in Bogota, Colombia. They have two boys, Daniel and David. He loves to play squash, ride motorcycles, and coach his son's soccer team. Pastor Fernando and I have also, along with some very special friends and key leaders, have been in a special group together for a number of years now. He's a dear, dear friend. And it's a real privilege to have him in studio with me today. Pastor Fernando, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Danny. Nice to be here.
Pastor, what is squash?
It's a racket, racket ball kind of game. Yes. It's very similar. It's in an enclosed, it's a cage and, mm-hmm. and very, a little smaller than the racquetball court.
Okay.
It's a little bit faster. A lot of the purists of the game will say that racquetball is more like, is not a lot of mind in the game, but squash is more like the chess part of the racket, really? The racket sport. So very intense. It's pretty fun.
More strategy in
yes,
squash?
It's mostly more strategy. You have to be in shape, but it's a very mental game.
It's kind of a sophisticated sounding.
A little bit more sophisticated than racquetball, that's for sure.
The racquetball, my memory of racquetball is like it's just...
You just whack that ball as hard
man,
as you
as
can.
As hard as you can. And
squash is more strategy. It's more... The rallies are longer. It requires a lot more of you.
Well, you know, I bring that up because, you know, it's not like a... Hawaii, we know racquetball, right?
Uh-huh.
But squash, I don't know, when I think of squash, I wonder even like about cricket, you know, the game of cricket. I'm still trying to figure out about cricket. But anyway, you grew up in Colombia.
That's right.
In Bogota.
Correct.
What was it like, Pastor, growing up there in Colombia?
My recollection of it is it's a beautiful country, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And the hand of the Lord was in my life back then, so haven't been there in 12 years actually, but I grew up in a very a nice environment. Everybody there is Catholic pretty much, so you grow up with that strong Catholic influence. It's very similar of many in our audience probably have that Filipino background. They grew mm-hmm. up in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. It's very similar than that.
Yeah.
You grew up in that same kind of culture and a high sense of morals. And so it was a great upbringing. My parents, they got married very young and very immature in many ways, especially my dad. And they struggle. They struggle a lot to the point of being separated. I was very young. I remember probably was four. My sister was not even one. Even before that, they had a lot of problems. But I remember when my dad just left the house. A lot of moral issues. It was tough in that regard. That regardless of where you grow up. Those things really affect you. So it was later on in my early teenage years when my parents came to know the love of Christ. They brought themselves to the Lord and in amazing ways, and they just followed Christ, started to follow Christ. And then things not just in my family got better, but also my parents' business start thriving and growing. And in a third world country, it's very difficult to come out of the bottom line to the middle class. And my parents were successful in that way.
What kind of business did they have?
They were in retail, auto parts retail, and they started from scratch, from zero. And my dad was a brilliant businessman, and God blessed him. And so in few years, he built a really good business that provided for us a good education, private education, great vacation, all those kinds of things. Not a lot of people can enjoy in my country the kind of lifestyle that we were living. Not very affluent, but it was middle class, upper middle class, doing very well. We had a lot of access to many things that many people don't have. And but the best part of the blessing was our relationship with God. We were growing in the Lord. I remember those years were the years where I was so in love with God. I was so in love with Jesus as a teenager. I was on fire for the things of God. And I had great memories growing up in Colombia. So I'm looking forward to go back to visit soon.
Yeah, yeah. And who influenced you? I mean, you mentioned your dad a number of times. But in your growing up years there, who influenced you most?
Yeah, well, besides definitely my dad's conversion was a huge, huge impact in my life. And there were several people that influenced my life. I remember because we became disciples in a Foursquare church. The Foursquare is a denomination. Then is very popular in many countries, and we became part of a Foursquare church. And we have a lot of missionaries from the U.S. especially. Coming down to Colombia to do trainings, to do teachings, to disciple people, and I got to meet some of the most wonderful people in those encounters, missionaries. That's when I started to have a heart for missions, to see this the heart of these people. One of them just kind of planted the seed of me about being in ministry. So all these missionaries were very, very influential in my life. With that came the introduction to great leaders like Pastor Jack Hayford, who at that time and still today, he founded the biggest Foursquare church on the way in Los Angeles, and very influential church. And start reading all his material, even though it's so difficult sometimes to read and follow. Big vocabulary for a teenager that doesn't even speak English. But trying to follow through that and just the ministry. And I remember saying, if I ever want to be a pastor, it would be like Pastor Jack. And for many, many, many years, still today, he's one of my heroes. And interesting enough, there was when I was a young guy, probably I was an age of 12, I remember coming out my first year with the Lord. One time I was watching TV late at night, and there was this movie that was going to be shown, and it was called From Fury to Freedom. And little I know that it was a Christian movie. I think it was produced by the Billy Graham Association. It was about Raul Ruiz, a pastor in California. It was his testimony.
Yeah.
And I was probably again, 12 years old, and I saw that movie and totally impacted my life like never, ever, wow. ever before.
At the age of 12.
At the age of 12. And I remember after watching that movie, going down on my knees and just, even though I did that at church, right in my room, on my knees, giving my heart to Christ, promising him to follow him wherever he wanted me to go.
Wow.
So even though I had the opportunity to meet Pastor Jack Hafer later on. I haven't had the opportunity to meet Pastor Robert Reese. Mm-hmm. I've been in his church. But his life and his testimony, yes, made into a film really impacted my life at that age. So another great hero is my father-in-law, who happened to be a missionary in Colombia. He's been a huge hero of mine. He never wrote a book. He never was a senior pastor of a large congregation. But his character and his integrity and his love for Christ and for the Word of God always has been very, very inspiring to me. Like I'm looking forward to just pass that anointing as I got married into that family, kind of pass that anointing to my personal life, to my children, and that's pretty much who the heroes, the people that I look for.
You know, Pastor, as you pass it on, let's say, let you pass it on to your sons, mm-hmm, they're gonna pass it on also, and it'll keep growing. Sometimes people don't realize how the faith that has been given to them. Sometimes it's like in slow drip form. It kind of percolates into our heart and our spirit. But the faith is building from when you're 12, well, even before that. But then it was beginning to expand. And look, now today you're the pastor of New Hope Diamondhead, senior pastor of New Hope Diamondhead. I'd like for you in our show to tell us a little bit about that journey, and you came to Hawaii. But when we come back, Pastor Fernando, I'd like for you to share more, because we're talking about faith, talking about faithfulness. I think today someone is wrestling. Mm-hmm. They have a little bit of a wrestling match going on, maybe struggling with some discouragement. And you know what that's like. I know what that's like. And maybe we can do a slow drip for the Lord.
Absolutely.
In the lives of our listeners. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Pastor Fernando Castillo.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. It's such a blessing to have you with us today. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program. It's part of our classics collection here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. In fact, to find out more about our show, you know, along with other resources for living the good life, we've got daily devotionals. You can spend quite a bit of time there on our site and be enriched all throughout that time that you spend with us there on our site, even finding out how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now here's more with my featured guest, Pastor Fernando Castillo. Pastor Fernando is a senior pastor of New Hope Diamond Head. You can find out more information about New Hope Diamond Head at nhdh.org. That's nhdh.org. You know, we talked about faith. We're talking about faith. Faith and faithfulness. And Pastor Fernando can talk to us a lot about these things because he's living it in his life. It's the real stuff, you know, and it's things that we go through, stuff that you work with, you're challenged by, things that we all go through it. You know, Pastor, what is the importance of faith in the Christian life?
Oh, Danny, I think it's everything. I think we all know that scripture. Then we have to walk by faith in as we follow Christ, and it is everything. And because it's everything, is very difficult. It doesn't mean that it's really easy. It doesn't come naturally. Definitely not. It's one of those evidences that then we're walking by the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit lives in us to be able to have that faith. Mm. Faithfulness is one of those fruits of the Spirit that then we need to strive for, then we need to look for. And I believe in all those circumstances, then our faith is challenged. It's almost like God is saying, I'm allowing this situation in your life so your faith is developed. It's like a muscle that needs to be exercised. Mm. And as we exercise that muscle, it grows, and our strength comes out of that faith, and is growing. And it's very important that we instead of curse those situations, then build our faith. Instead of cursing them, we need to embrace them. It's not easy. I will admit that I've been in situations that are very, very difficult to build faith. I'm still in some of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm looking all the time, looking forward. When is the next challenge where my faith is going to be challenged?
Yeah.
It's not that I know many people get to that point. I'm not. I'm still struggling with many issues in my own personal life. But faith is everything, pretty much. Without faith, we cannot see the Lord. Without faith, we cannot receive those promises. As Hebrews tells us, we have to have that understanding. Then those heroes of the faith, and the writer of Hebrews talks about, they simply believe what God said, and even though they never saw the fulfillment of those promises, they lived as those promises were absolutely true. And that's a challenge for every believer, for every person then decides to follow Christ. That's gonna be the key to embrace those situations and to grow that faith.
You're 12 years old. You commit yourself to the Lord. And then you watch a movie of who we know now as Pastor Raul Ruiz, right? Was it Fury to Freedom?
There we go.
Right? Fury to Freedom. But you're 12 years old. How did things grow from there and architectural school and then to Hawaii? Take us back.
Sure. Well, as I said before, my teenage years were great years in my relationship with God. I was a typical new believer, then just full of faith and just trusting God for everything. I was very lucky to have a great church, healthy church, where you just give me and my family, we give ourselves to this ministry, the church, and we love the church. And we start growing. Then when I was finishing high school, two things I wanted to do with my life, either go to the military or go to architecture school. And I chose first military. I think it was the desire to be a leader, learn how to be mm-hmm. a leader. And mm-hmm. kind of like similar and as a West Point kind of military academy, I went to the West Point of Columbia, where all the army officers go to make career. Mm-hmm. And I enlisted there, and sadly, very soon I discovered all the sad things that we hear about countries like Colombia, the corruption and all those things. They start really early on. Mm-hmm. Even in my first year in the military school, I saw it. It was very difficult to be a devoted follower of Christ in that environment. And I was I graduated from high school at 16. So I started military school at 16. And then I turned 17 right shortly after I started military school. And I realized I wasn't ready for that kind of environment. It wasn't helping me. I have to make a choice. Either I choose this or choose something else. I also saw all the military families that I got to know, and that doesn't mean that all of them were like this, but all of those people, officers, and their families, then it was very unhealthy and dysfunctional. Mm. And I knew then that's not what God wanted for my life.
As a teenager, you knew
yes,
that?
Yes, I knew that. So I prayed and prayed and prayed, and God clearly showed, and there was time for me just to move on to something else. So I went to my parents, and my parents paid for all that. It's very expensive, actually, to attend those kinds of schools. And they were a little disappointed with my decision, but they understood, and they just gave me their support. And then I went now to architecture school. Hmm. And because my love for Christ, my thought was to, do well and build good stuff and mm-hmm. make tons of money and all for the kingdom of God. That's how my plan was. And then I dedicated not only I was probably 7 years. That included also a master's in architecture. I specialized in special designs, things like museums and convention centers and hotels. Wow. Very complicated design. So I specialize on that. Mm-hmm. And while I was coming to my last year, ready to graduate, that's where a friend of mine, actually a missionary in Colombia, spoke to me about going to Los Angeles to Life Pacific College. At the time, it was called Life Bible College. Mm-hmm. And I thought, not really. I don't know. The only attractive thing about it is just to get to meet girls. That's, at that time, that's all I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Probably I will find my wife, Mm-hmm. There was a joke about it. You go to life to find a wife. So I kind of took it for myself. And my plan was maybe find a wife and then go back to architecture. And so, but even though it was not the main reason, I really wanted to just at least give it a chance to this Bible college thing. And so I finished school. I had already lots of opportunities to go to work right away. I think God wants me to do this. So my parents again support me, and I moved to Los Angeles. My English, if you think it's really bad right now, it was way worse back then. This is 1997, 13 years ago. And I started going to school there, and I would say not even 2 months after I started school, the Lord got a hold of my heart. Hmm. And he says, I haven't called you to build buildings. I have called you to build people.
Wow.
And I taught you how to build buildings because you're going to use a lot of these things to build people.
Hmm.
And I realized then it wasn't those years in architecture school or military school. They weren't a waste of time. It actually was God's own university for me to learn many things that you don't learn in Bible school. And but I submitted to God's plan. I stayed in Bible college. I finished, and then at the end of my Bible college days, I was, okay, now what's next? And I was praying and fasting about it. And the Lord put it in my heart to plant a church, which I had no idea how to. At that time, there was no church planting classes at school. And I really felt the need. I need to learn how to do this. Our denomination has a kind of have a vision and some trainings, but I really felt like I needed something more.
Yes.
More intensive. Mm-hmm. So for 2 years prior to that, I got to meet this student in our Bible college. Then God gave me the opportunity just to build a good friendship and kind of a mentoring relationship. He was helping me with a youth ministry that I had in California. His name was Aaron Cordero. So Aaron is Pastor Wayne's son, Pastor mm-hmm. Wayne Cordero's son, the pastor here and mm-hmm. of New Hope Christian Fellowship. And I was sharing with Aaron what God was putting in my heart about church planting. He said, hey, my dad has something called a school of church planters. He sounded not exactly what I needed at that point. I said, well, I haven't met your dad. So God, here's his email. So I emailed him and I explained to him my what God was putting in my heart. And long story short, he invited me to come to be a youth pastor here for a few years. And as I was here in ministry, I will be trained in the church planting efforts of New Hope and hopefully plant a church somewhere. At that point, the plan was to go back to California.
You know, we have plans. Mm-hmm. The plan was to go back to California or even before that, mm-hmm. years before going mm-hmm. to military school, and then there was a change. Then you went to architectural school, went to the highest levels of training, and then the Lord adjusted all along. Pastor, seems like your faith was being built up through the divine process. And there's so much more. So when we come back, I'd like for you to share with us about how New Hope Diamond Head came to be.
Okay.
How the Lord called you from a youth pastor to become a senior pastor. And not just a senior pastor, but a church planting pastor. I think there's a big distinction with that. A church planter. And then in your family, your sure. wife Karen and Daniel and David, faith being built up. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Pastor Fernando.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenen Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry?
someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The Lord builds the muscles of our faith, and He does so in times that we might not even realize He's doing it, but He's doing it for, He has a special purpose in store for us, and He's preparing us for what He wants us to do. Welcome back to our show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and you're listening to part of our special series called The Classics Collection, and we are featuring special stories here, and this one is indeed that, a Colombian architect who went to a military school. Now he becomes a pastor here in Hawaii. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to receive more of our ministry resources and discover what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, let's take in more of The Good Life with Pastor Fernando Castillo. Pastor Fernando is the senior pastor of New Hope Diamond Head. You can find out more information about New Hope Diamond Head and the ministry of New Hope Diamond Head at nhdh.org. That's www.nhdh.org. He's been through a lot of changes, military school, then architectural school. And, you know, he went on to the highest levels of architectural school, got his master's degree in architecture. And then the Lord redirected him again to go to Bible college in Los Angeles. Pastor Fernando, how did it impact your family, your parents? How did they respond?
Well, it was not very easy for them. It was very difficult because, you know, coming from where we were coming from, it was always that dream of success, that picture of success, of not just doing the right moves and have the right education, but also the good job and making the money and all those things than what we call in our world success. It was hard for them because they, even though they love the Lord and they love the church and they were very involved in the ministry, they were bivocational pastors by mm-hmm. then. Mm-hmm. They know, they understood that the life of the ministry is not easy. You know, many people get into the ministry to make a living out of it. We were coming out of having a good life and to give it all away to pursue the ministry. It was a little difficult. So especially for my dad, it was very difficult. He grew up very poor. And for him, it was a lot of pride for him to be able to give us the education that he gave us. So for me to say, I'm not going to pursue those things that I invested for so many years, I'm going to pursue something different, he was very frustrated. And besides, I was lucky enough for him to pay all my school. Had no debt, no nothing. I was full-time a student. I didn't have to work for it or to pay the bills. They took care of me all the time in college. Hmm. So he was very frustrated with that idea, but in the process we both realized that it was not only God's plan, but later on as he was sharing, it was another way for him to build his own faith. So because all these years, what God was telling my dad was to sell the business and to be full-time in ministry. But he couldn't do it. He felt like, no, we need to pursue this success. We need to. He felt very responsible to provide not only good education and opportunities for us, but also his dream was to give us all, my sister and I, a home already paid for. So we don't have to struggle in those things. And for him to quit the source of income that was very good at that time was to kind of put that plan aside. But God had a bigger plan. And when he shared with me, then God was calling him to do that. And just the fact that I was willing to leave everything behind to follow God's calling, which is faith, he felt so encouraged to do the same. So shortly after, my dad started the process of selling his business and moving to full-time ministry as he did. So sometimes, you know, faith is built, again, through circumstances. We don't like it. We think we have a better plan than God's plan. And but when you follow God's plan, whatever it is, even though it seems a little tougher at the front end, at the back end, is going to have all the blessings promised by the Lord himself. So you never lose following God. Never, ever. Mm. And it's true. People say, yeah, you leave behind so many things. Actually, I don't look back to those things. And I'm not looking forward to have those things again. Mm. I really have a clear understanding that serving in ministry is about just giving all your life away and letting God take care of you.
Hmm. Pastor Fernando, you're encouraging me, and I know you're encouraging all of our listeners as you share that from your heart. You talk about, it seems like what you had to give up was big, but I heard you mention, but God had a bigger plan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you come to Hawaii, you know, you meet Aaron Cordero. Aaron introduced you to his dad, Pastor Wayne. Now you're here as a youth minister. Tell us, how did things develop for you eventually to now become the senior pastor of New Hope Diamond Head?
Sure. When we were in California with Aaron, he was helping me in a ministry there. It was very successful, a youth ministry. We started with 8 kids. We were having regularly 100 youth coming to our rallies, and we had an event when 800 students showed up. It was very successful the way that we were doing things, and Aaron was a great help at that time. So when we came to Hawaii, my wife and I, mostly myself, I came with that, I would say, and I would recognize that, and it's kind of embarrassing to admit, but you come with this kind of pride because you have a track record. Mm-hmm. And you say, you know what, we're going to come to Hawaii, and we're going to, because we've been successful, we're going to be very successful here, and this is a big church, and we can do so many things that we couldn't do in the past. And your ego start going that way. So when we moved here, I personally had those feelings. I didn't know how to handle them, but the Lord in his grace helped me to handle them. So when we came to the youth ministry here, it was tanking. It was not doing very well. It wasn't growing. In fact, we were losing to that point where New Hope Christian Fellowship at that time was around 9,000 people in church attendance on the weekend. And our ministry was probably 12 students coming. And it was very embarrassing for me. It was the first time that I felt that I was doing something and it wasn't working. And sometimes you think that that's the devil. You blame the devil. The devil doesn't want you to grow. But I really believe it was the Lord not letting us grow. Because I believe the Lord wanted to deconstruct me and to humble me so he could do something better with me. And it was a very humbling time, but after dealing with all those things and submitting again to the work of God in my own heart, sometimes we, as ministers, we forget that the greatest ministry that needs to happen is the ministry of our own lives.
Oh, man, and, so true.
And then we kind of lose track of that. But I realized that's what God wanted to do in my life, and I submitted to that plan, and God started to do things in me and my marriage, powerful things. And then our youth ministry started to take off again. So it was growing and growing. We had great people helping us. I learned about doing things as a team. Before, I had to admit, I was very individualistic. And it's always preparation for our church planting effort. So at that time, New Hope, there was no seats for more people. I mean, the church was growing and people were leaving frustrated because there was no room for them. So Pastor Wayne, I believe the Holy Spirit gave him an idea to, rather than build a one silo really big to mm-hmm. just, or one hospital really big, mm-hmm. better to have clinics all over. Mm-hmm. And that was the idea of what at that time we were calling satellites. So to plant churches, so we started planting satellite churches, one in Leeward, one in Hawaii Kai, and they were very successful. Pretty much it's all like a church, but on the weekends we will broadcast in video Pastor Wayne's messages. And it was growing. And at that time, I felt, you know what, this is something that I could do. And I start praying, and the Lord really put in my wife's heart and my heart. Then rather than moving to the mainland, then stay here in Hawaii, make Hawaii our home, and plant the church. I talked to Pastor Wayne about it, and he was excited about it. He supported me. And at that time, we started. Because the church was in Ainahaina, we started meeting in Ainahaina Elementary School. We call it New Hope Ainahaina. But because the church outgrew the facility quickly in a few months, we moved to now what is the facility that we use currently on our weekends. It's the Diamond Head Theater. And we thought that it was kind of weird to call the church New Hope Ainahaina when you're not in Ainahaina. Mm-hmm. So we mm-hmm. thought a more original name for it. We changed the name to New Hope Diamond Head. And from there, the journey of what God has done is just unbelievable. Remember, our first service in Ainahaina was probably 80 people came, and 45 of us were serving. So it was, I remember, first we had two services. First service is 20 people in the back serving and only 8 people just worshiping God. And we were just excited. And very quickly, it grew and it grew. It started multiplying. Huh. Today, attendance in our church is 1,300 people on the weekend, wow. which is unbelievably amazing. Mm-hmm. It's only the work of the Holy Spirit. And in each step, each year, we just celebrate our 6-year anniversary. Every year is just a testimony of what God can do when we're willing to believe in His promises. Somebody told me that area, Diamond Head area, Kahala area, that area was a church graveyard. Somebody told me churches die over there. All churches are dying in this area. Hmm. Pastors and their families, you know, end up in divorce, or the kids are end up all wounded by ministry. Hmm. Hmm. You shouldn't be here. You know, you better think it twice. And I did. I said, Lord, people are saying this, but what are you saying, Lord? And the Lord says, I'm not saying those things. Hmm. This is a place of blessing. I want to bless this church. I want to bless your family. And in 6 years, we've seen this church thriving. My marriage is stronger than ever before. My kids Amen. Love Jesus. Amen. And I believe it's going to continue that way.
And the Lord has given you a great staff, too.
Absolutely. We have unbelievable people. I really believe we have the best, not to put other churches down, but I'm working with some of the most talented, most gifted servants in the kingdom of God. It's unbelievable. It's the only way, I believe, to do it well.
You know, one of the things I really admire about you, Pastor Fernando, is that you have a big capacity for leadership. And part of it is just a matter of, you have a level of security. You're a secure guy. So, you know, you're able to bring on top-notch leader. You don't have these hang-ups that, you know, you feel like people are, you know, coming on your turf or their turf and you're jockeying for position, and you want to unleash the leaders and you bring in top people. And I think it's an example for all of us. But on a real practical level, too, it's come through faith building, like you were saying early on, all through the process of the deconstruction of when you first came. And you know, we go through that. And God is, at work. I don't know what place you might be in right now in a deacon, whether the Lord is in a humbling season for you, or he's rebuilding you, or you're at a kind of a high point, but it's all part of that faith building process that the Lord brings.
You're right.
When we come back, Pastor Fernando, I want to hear about your family.
Sure.
Karen, your boys, Daniel, David, not only a backbone to you and your ministry, but a real glory from God that he's given you, not only now, but for the future. But tell us about it. My listeners, we love to hear about family.
Amen.
You know, because that's really where life goes on.
That's right.
When we come back, share with us. Share with us more. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Pastor Fernando Castillo.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. It's always a blessing to have you with us. Thank you for joining us today. This is a special rebroadcast presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. It's part of our classics collection, providing a connection with stories of faith and life from our featured guests. You might be asking, you know, I'm tuning into this show. Can I get the rest of the show? You can download it for free. Absolutely. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Our heart is also to lead you to Christ. If you don't have a personal relationship with him, go to the Get to Know Jesus tab when you go to our website there at goodlifehawaii.org. A big thank you to RG Maintenance LLC. Now here's more with Pastor Fernando Castillo. Pastor Fernando is the senior pastor of New Hope Diamondhead. You can find out more about New Hope Diamondhead at www.nhdh.org. Remember to stay in touch with us. You can contact me via Facebook or Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.org, send in prayer requests, or just let us know how this program has been used of the Lord to minister to you. I received an email this morning from someone who wanted to get in touch with one of my previous guests, and I was able to put this person in touch with that guest, and they were able to work some things out, and ministry can expand that way, and this person is going to be blessed through that connection. Prayer requests, different forms of ministry. Go to our website also, www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear programs like this and others, and maybe access some other resources that we provide as well. Before our break, we're talking to Pastor Fernando about faith building. He was, and one of the things I appreciate about him is, and our friendship is that we can always talk. We talk heart to heart, heart to heart. That's kind of like what we want you to experience too with the Good Life Hawaii Show. Just listen in as we talk story about life and life with the Lord. And Pastor, you know, we're doing a series now called Hope in a Time of Crisis. You know, in a little while, I'd like for you to just share with us, you know, about challenges that you may have faced in ministry, in your life. But before we even get into that, you know, we want to hear about family. Mm-hmm. Tell us, how did you get to meet Karen? How did you guys, how did it all
sure.
happen?
Sure. And I met my wife. She was 11 years old. I was 16 years old. And her parents were missionaries in Colombia. And they started actually a church in our home.
Wow.
And that's how we met. And she moved back to the U.S. later on. And but because our families were really close, we kept in contact. And years later, when I went to Bible college, she wasn't attending Bible college, but because of our relationship with the families, we got together again. And then our friendship developed, and we got married in 1999, and we've been married 11 years. We have two boys, wonderful kids. My son, Daniel, who is listening right now, and he's probably very happy to hear Daddy on radio. And my son Daniel is just loves soccer and loves school and loves Jesus.
Wow.
And my youngest son, which we can talk about this when it comes to hope in challenging times, his arrival to our family was a great blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been always a blessing. It still is a great, great blessing into our lives. But talking about challenges, which I believe all of us, we go through them in a personal way, was when it probably was 3 or 4 years old when we first heard, my wife and I heard the word autism attached to his development. So it was by far the most difficult thing I ever faced. Many families with special needs children would understand what I'm talking about. There's so much emotions, thoughts that go through your mind, and it's so difficult to continue navigating through life. I don't know how many people without God can do this, because if it wasn't for a relationship with God and the faith and the hope that he can bring, it would be very, very difficult. So it's been a journey, still a journey. Now David is now 7 years old, and we've been facing this monster called autism for all these years. You need the Lord on your side, definitely. It's challenging, it's difficult, but in each circumstance, we have turned to the Lord. And each time, the Lord has given us hope, and not hope to just deal with his circumstances, but hope to believe that his circumstances can bring a lot of blessing.
Hmm.
And there is, I think my family is stronger because of that. I'm not saying that every family should have a circumstance like this to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying, in my personal case, in my family, this situation has brought us closer together. Even my son, Daniel, my oldest son, is the best brother than a child with learning disabilities could have. It has worked in all of us. God is so good. And David keeps his fight, he keeps progressing, advancing, defeating this mm-hmm. recuperating little by little. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've seen God's glory in all the process.
Pastor, what would you say, you know, in light of your situation and how you've shared, and thank you for your openness mm-hmm. in sharing, someone today facing a tough time, mm-hmm. where do I go, mm-hmm. they say, you know, how do I handle this? Mm-hmm. My faith is very small right now. What would you say to someone who's facing a tough time, difficult challenge?
Well, yeah, very, 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 it's like the million-dollar question. But it may sound so logical and so cliche for so many people, but in my personal experience, it's so powerful when you really walk this path. First of all, your relationship with God. You have to invite God in your life mm-hmm. in a daily basis, mm-hmm. not only when you're in trouble, but you need to invite the Lord to walk with you. Because you're going to take paths, especially if you're going to a crisis where it's very scary, and you need to get to know God, your Savior, mm-hmm. to save you from those circumstances. You need to find who God your rock is, who God your strength is. You need to find your healer. Mm-hmm. And if you're on your own, it's going to be really hard. And you cannot just rely on the faith of the past. It's a new faith that mm-hmm. you need to encounter. So you need to invite Christ. Every single morning, get up. The first thing you need to do is you commit to the ways of God. That's how you start. And second, I would say find a community, a group of people that are going to support you in your faith. That's what churches are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to build your faith. So find those things.
This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Pastor Fernando Castillo. If you'd like to learn more about our show or need prayer or want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. 1 John 5:14-15 says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Pastor Fernando Castillo. Find out more at nhdh.org. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with technical producer Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.